سؤال الأخير يقول في بلادنا لا يوجد إلا مسجدين، أحدهما ديوبندي تبليغي والآخر سلفي ولله الحمد. كثير من العوام يذهبون إلى المسجد التبليغي بما عندهم من طعام لذيذ وقراء أصحاب أصوات جميلة وملعب كبير للأطفال، والمسجد السلفي ليس عندنا هذه الخدمات لحالنا الاقتصادي. فيقول بعضهم نعلم أن المسجد التبليغ على برعة ولكن نرتاح أكثر بسبب الخدمات الموجودة، فما نصيحتكم لنا لهؤلاء؟
السؤال ما هو واضح جدا، لكن كأني فهمت أنه المسجد الثاني فيه يعني صوت جميل ومأكولات نعم. أفضل ولا لا؟
نعم نعم هذا هو
هذا هو
نعم. طيب ويقول عنده ملعب للأطفال
في ملعب
أيك.
عموما مدام المسجد الذي في هذه المغريات يعني مسجد فيه تبليغ وفي تصوف، ينبغي للمسلم الحريص على دينه أن لا يقصد الأماكن ولو كانت مساجد، دام أنها مساجد أهل بدع، بل يجب أن يكون دينه أغلى عنده من بطن الدين وأغلى عنده من أولاده ورغبتهم في الله. وتدبر القرآن ممكن وراء الأئمة سواء كانت صلاتهم حسنة أو غير ذلك، يتدبر القرآن وراء الإمام الذي يصلي به ولو كان لم يعطى ذلك الصوت الغاية الحسن، يتدبر الآيات يتدبر المعاني يتأمل فيها، هذا خير له من أن يصلي وراء إمام عنده ضلال وعنده بدع وإن كان قد أوتي صوت حسن، فإن هذا قد يزين له البدعة، فيدخل حب هذا الإمام إلى قلبه ثم بعد ذلك يجالسه ويستمع إلى كلماته إلى محاضراته وإلى الدروس التي تعقد في هذا المسجد، وهذا خطر كبير على المسلم. النصيحة للجميع أن يبتعدوا عن المراكز والمساجد التي يدعى فيها إلى البدع والمحدثات. صحيح المساجد هي بيوت الله جل وعلا ولا يحذر منها من هذه البدع، لكن ما دام عرف أن هذا المسجد صار مركز لأهل البدع فإنه يحذر من هذه البدع، يحذر من هذه البدع من جهة أنه مركز للبدعة، مركز للضلالة، مركز للنسبة الخرافة والتصوف. وأيضا بالمقف في الجهة الأخرى أنصحكم وأوصيكم بالجد والإجتهاد العناية بتخريج أئمة جيدين في التلاوة وحسن الأداء والإجتهاد في هذا، وأيضا الإجتهاد أيضا في توفير الأطعمة المناسبة الجيدة، إكرام الضيوف وإعداد الطعام الطيب، هذا شيء طيب ومناسب وإن شاء الله من أبواب الأجر والخير. أنتم أيضا نفذ السؤال هذا بأمر قدر الإمكان، ونسأل الله عز وجل لكم التوفيق والإعانة، والله الموفق. السلام
عليكم وبارك فيك
As the month of Ramadan has come in and we are praying Taraweeh and Jumu'ah, and there are many people attending the masjid who may not come back outside of Ramadan, can we take advantage of this opportunity to teach them, those people who do not normally come to the masjid, and for example, before or after Salat al-Isha or at the time of Taraweeh, can we give them a little talk in order to encourage these people because they are present at the masjid and after Ramadan we don't see them? Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said there's no problem with this. As long as the people are gathered, take advantage. If, for example, between the adhan and the iqama of Salat al-Isha, give them a little talk. Right after Salat al-Isha and just before Taraweeh, give them a little talk, something that's going to benefit them without taking too much time and keeping them into the late hours of the night. The Prophet ﷺ would take advantage of the people gathering in order to remind them. And as you said in the question, we may not see them after Ramadan. So yes, take advantage of them being present in the masjid. Remind them, teach them, give them something that's going to be benefit them for this occasion. The second question was, roughly translated, in our country there are only two masjids. One of them is the Diobandi Tablighi Masjid, and the other is the Salafi Masjid, alhamdulillah. And many of the common folk, they go to the Tablighi Masjid because there's a delicious iftar there, and they have nice reciters with beautiful voices, and they have a big playground for the kids. And the masjid, the Salafi Masjid, doesn't have these things because of our economic situation. And some people, they say, we know that that masjid is a Tablighi Masjid, and they're upon Bir'an. But we're more comfortable there, and they have all these services that are there, which are not present at the Salafi Masjid. So what is your advice towards those people who say such things? The Fadil al-Sheikh, and he said, Hafidhullah ta'ala, if you know that that place is such, that they are a Tablighi, Diobandi Masjid, and they are following Tasawwuf, they are Sufis, it's not befitting for you to go to such places. It's not befitting for you to seek out the places of the people of innovation. Your deen should be more precious to you than your stomach or your children's recreation. It's possible for you to contemplate the Qur'an even if the one leading the Salat doesn't have the most beautiful voice. You can still, and that's the point of praying Taraweeh, is to contemplate the recitation of the Qur'an. You don't need a beautiful voice and a nice reciter to do so. Even if his voice is not the best, go to the Salafi Masjid. Listen to the Salafi Imam. Stand behind him in prayer. Contemplate what you can of the Qur'an. Don't go to the place where there's a Sufi Imam and he has a nice voice, and he's going to start beautifying his bid'ah to you, such that you begin to like his voice, you begin to like him, you begin to like listening to his classes and attending his khutab for Jumu'ah and the likes. This is very dangerous for you. As long as you know that this masjid is upon such a condition that they are following Sufism, you should beware of it yourself and you should warn others against it. You know that they are following superstition and that they practice Sufism and the likes. Warn others against it. And at the same time, the Sheikh said, I don't tell you to remain complacent with your condition and to allow the Salafi Masjid to remain trashy and there's no services there. No, you work hard to improve the condition of the Salafi Masjid. You bring better food so that the people will enjoy this. And this is part of being hospitable to guests. And inshallah, you get rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do so. And you go and search for a better imam. You go and search for an imam with a better recitation, a Salafi imam who has a better recitation. You go and search for him and bring him to have him leave the salah. Work hard to do this in order to make the people comfortable. I don't tell you just because your situation is bad to leave it that way. Try to fix it. Try to improve it. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can according to your abilities. This is what the Shaykh had to say. May Allah bless him for his time, his knowledge. Allah knows best. Wa sallam wa sallam wa barakatuh.